Wolf and Luke middays, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
All right, Cardinals mandatory minicamp in full swing. I want to remind you the Cardinals single game and season tickets are on sale now. For more information, visit azcardinals.com/tickets. Wolf, I know you and I are both excited to talk to our next guest here on the 72-sold sports line. Kelvin Beecham is joining us. Kelvin, how's it going today?
It's going well. It's a beautiful day here in Arizona.
Nice and warm.
So, yeah, you know what, Beach? Thank you so much for joining us, buddy. We really do appreciate it right now. Mandatory mini camp, man. Does it have a different feel to it than any of the OTAs?
No.
No. Because you don't have pads on, do you?
No, not at all, man. It's not real yet. It's close, but it's not real yet. It'll get real here in a couple weeks when we get out to Glendale.
What can you guys accomplish in a week like this? I know it's only a few days. Like you said, we're not there yet. But there's some new pieces on this team, particularly on the offense. Does it help to kind of have everybody together?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, having Hollywood out here, having D-Hop and AJ and Rondell, you know, your offensive line intact, you know, being able to talk through, you know, some minor adjustments and things we want to clean up, you know, in play calls and how it's communicated in the huddle, how it's communicated at the line of scrimmage. All those things are needed in times like this where we're just together working towards that common goal of just kind of fine-tuning and cleaning up some things before we head into, you know, the season. It's needed, and it's something I know we're taking to heart right now.
So Rodney Hudson is not out there, Beach. Is everything okay with Rodney as far as you know?
As far as I know, he's doing well. You know, just had a son not too long ago, has a young daughter. So I know he's, you know, putting family first, you know, as any other father would. And I would say that, you know, the rest will be handled between him and the organization. Know that he's in good spirits and excited to see what comes from it over the next couple weeks.
Talk a little bit, if you would, Beach, about just Rodney and what he brings to the offensive line overall.
You know, I think he brings stability. You know, anybody that's played as long as he has just understands the game, understands protections, understands how to put the offensive line in the best position to be successful, knows how to communicate not only with the offensive line but also with our quarterback and then also with the offensive staff. So he's a leader in many rights, not just on the football field but also within the film room and making sure that, you know, we're all thinking and looking at the protections, at the plays, at the run game all the same way.
We're talking to Kelvin Beecham. Beach, Kyler Murray is there, obviously. It doesn't sound like that was a surprise to you guys. I thought that throughout this offseason, you guys have been asked about Kyler, and you gave maybe the best answers because you didn't say he was a finished product, but you also said, you know, you believe in this guy and the direction he's going. What have you seen from Kyler Murray in your time playing with him?
Again, it's the maturation of him and his process, the maturation of how he interacts with his teammates, the maturation of how he actually approaches a game of football. And when you see some of those qualities, you see progress. And you know, I'm one of the belief that, you know, you're either getting better, or you're getting worse, you're not staying the same. Mm. And I can say that he's getting better.
Do you look at this offense as a offense that is in a state of flux? Do you think you're going to continue to evolve this year? And if so, what might that look like, Beach? What might this offense add?
You know, I think you have to be able to evolve as an offense year to year. Like, you can't look at, you know, last year's success and say, hey, this is what we can lean on and this is what we're going to be again. You have to continue to evolve. This is a completely different team than it was January 16th or 17th, whenever we played that last playoff game. So, you know, you have to be able to evolve. Coaches have to evolve. Players have to evolve. We have to understand how to communicate even better. I think what we have going for us is we have continuity. Cliff has been here for a couple of years. K1 has been in this office for a couple of years. You know, Hump and Pugh and myself have started to be in this office for a couple of years. When you have that type of core and that continuity that is able to go from year to year, you're able to look back at some things and see what you did well, and you're also able to look at things that you didn't do so well and continue to harp on those things to make sure that you're able to be successful in situational football, which for us, we haven't, you know, really taken the top off in the red zone and been very, very efficient in the red zone. So we realize as an offense, that's something that we have to be able to do at a very, very high level.
We're talking to Kelvin Beecham. Beach, we talked to Will Hernandez last week. He seemed pretty hungry to be out there on this team, and he was excited because he knows a lot of you guys already. I know it's early with him, but what are your early impressions of Will?
Man, I hate to see anybody that's in space in front of them. That's a moving boulder that I have no desire to be in front of. So whoever happens to be in front of him and he has some running room, whether he's pulling, whether he's on the edge, whether he's in the box on the linebacker, it's going to be a sight to see.
Beach, what do you got going, man? I mean, you're looking at 10 years right now, right?
11.
You're going into your 11th. I'm saying you've played 10 years so far. You're going into year 11 right now, Beach. What are you thinking? You thinking 15?
Man, you know, the thing is I'm having fun, man. My body is doing well. Tom Reed and the staff here are doing a phenomenal job of making sure that I maintain what I do have. I'm not the young, spry chicken I was when I was 24, 25. Mm-hmm. I get that. So, again, you know, like I talked about this offense, you have to evolve as a player. You have to evolve. There's things that I used to be able to do I don't do anymore. It's places I used to go I don't go anymore. It's things I used to eat that I don't eat anymore. It's just you have to be able to evolve. And I think going into year 11, you know, for me it's one, being healthy. You know, missed a couple games last year and really want to be able to play another complete season. And then, two, be able to perform at a very high level. And for me, the performance is what matters the most. You know, this is a high-performance business. There are no guarantees in this business. But if you can perform at a high level consistently, you can play a very, very long time, and that's the goal right at this moment.
You've been with the Cardinals now for a couple of years. What do you think of this offensive line? I know you mentioned the continuity. You got some pretty big names now on this O-line. You got Sean Coogler to play for. Everybody seems to really like playing for Sean Coogler.
Yeah. Man, you would go through a wall for Sean. Coogler has been somebody that you can depend on, and he'll shoot you straight. And I think as a professional, when you play in the National Football League, all you care about is being treated like a man and being respected as a man. And we have a coach that's willing to be very honest, very frank, very direct. You can play for somebody like that. When you got somebody that's sugarcoating it and you know, trying to skate around issues, you know, that's just hard. It's hard to play for somebody like that. But Coogler has been very direct, tells us when we're doing well, tells us when we're not doing well. And it's that simple. He keeps it black and white. And when you have somebody that's willing to keep it black and white, you know exactly where you stand, exactly what you need to do, exactly how you need to perform. And he gives you the answers to the test. And then whether you want to use those answers is up to you, but he's going to give you the answers to the test. But this offensive line, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what we're doing. We were just hanging out last night watching the game together. We love each other. We want to continue to fight for one another. And we care about one another. And I think at the end of the day, even though we all independent contractors employed by the Arizona Cardinals, at the end of the day, when we have an opportunity to work together towards a common goal, you have a group of guys within this offensive line room that want to see each other succeed, and that's a special thing to be a part of.
Man, I love hearing that. I really do. That brings back a lot of memories just listening to you talk, Beach, right there. Listen, I just want to ask you my last question. The collapses over the last two seasons, do you have any idea as to why this has happened, Beach?
You know, if I had an idea and if I had the answers, y'all be paying me a lot more money,
right.
You know, but I don't have the answers. I know what we need to do. We have to be able to execute at a high level in the most critical moments of the game. If you look at the last 2 years, again, in situational football, whether that's third and short, goal to go, 2 minute backed up, red zone, we haven't excelled at that situational in that situational football when it mattered the most. You know, I was thinking about, you know, today I was thinking about the game we played against San Francisco at home that would have put us in the playoffs, you know, 2 years ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about, you know, last year's skid, you know, going up to Detroit and dropping an egg in Detroit. Like, you can't have those types of games when you want to be a high-quality and high-caliber football team and organization. And if we want to be able to be the team that we know we can be, the organization we know we can be, we have to be able to thrive in those particular situations. And, you know, the last 2 years we haven't. So we have another opportunity to go about it. I have no idea what this year has in store for us, but all we can do is start to land a framework for what's possible. And then at the end of the day, go and execute when those moments matter.
Kelvin Beachum, we appreciate the time, man. You're always so straightforward and honest with your answers. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir, anytime.
Appreciate you, buddy.